It's a special day today, the Feast of Pentecost, a feast of our church, Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, where we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And you also get to hear a baby deacon preach. I was just ordained this past Wednesday to the transitional diaconate, and I'll need a lot of help of the Holy Spirit today. So bear with me. Today in the Gospel, Jesus reveals his wounds to the disciples. It's the first time that the disciples see Jesus after his death. And he comes into the locked room and he shows them his wounds. Each of us have an experience of physical wounds in our life. I went to Cathedral grade school here. I had a lot of wounds on the playground growing up. And we know that wounds need to be healed right away. If we get a cut, we need stitches. If we get a broken arm, we need a cast. And if that isn't tended to right away, it grows crooked, or the wound gets infected, and then a greater disease or something else comes about. So these wounds need tending to. Not only have all of us had physical wounds, but we've all had a spiritual and emotional wounds as well. We all have the spiritual wound of the original sin. This wound of distrust in God. That's all something that we've been marked with. And then there's emotional wounds too, whether it's wounds of broken relationships from growing up, could be wounds of addiction, wounds of abandonment. All of us have some wounds. What are my wounds? What are your wounds? What are our wounds? When Jesus enters into the upper room, right after his resurrection, he encounters wounded apostles, wounded disciples. And the first thing he says to them, his first words, "Peace be with you." Peace. Jesus enters into the locked doors of their hearts, closed in by fear, and he says, "Peace." Jesus wants to be with us in our wounds. He wants to give us peace in our wounds because it's those wounds that are most deep within us that give us anxiety and fear and disquiet in our hearts. Is my heart at peace? Am I at peace? Jesus wants to speak his peace into that and heal those wounds. He does it by showing his wounds, but more by the following thing that he says. Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." It's the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives to bring healing to our wounds. What a gift we have in the Holy Spirit. And there's this contrast between the two upper rooms, right? So this gospel reading is from Easter, 50 days ago. And now we have the upper room of today, when 120 of the disciples are gathered in prayer in the upper room with Mary and the apostles. And they're waiting for the Holy Spirit. In one case, 50 days ago, the disciples are closed in fear. Now, they're open, ready and waiting to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes. And Mary's the leader of those who receive the Holy Spirit. There's this contrast here between wounds and then being emptied, when we receive a wound, we're emptied of blood. We see Jesus on the cross. He's emptied of his blood. We're emptied of life. But then today at Pentecost, it says the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're filled with healing, filled with life. The Holy Spirit wants to fill those places. Might we bring those to him? Might we be vulnerable like Jesus on the cross and bring those wounds in our lives to him for the Holy Spirit to heal? They say something funny at the end of the Pentecost reading today. It's not at the full end of it, but some people mock the disciples after they receive the gift of tongues and they're proclaiming Jesus. They say they're filled with a new wine. It's interesting. They think they're drunk. But they're filled with the new wine of the Holy Spirit. This new wine that Jesus brings to our wounds and makes them new. Beautiful line in the Holy Spirit sequence today, the Pentecost sequence. It says, "Heal our wounds, our strength renew. And on our dryness, pour your dew." That it's the Holy Spirit that comes to our dry hearts, to our hearts that have been wounded, and he gives us his dew. He heals them. I was blessed with the experience of going to Lourdes, France, where Our Lady appeared to St. Bernadette Subaru. And she told Bernadette to dig a stream, to dig into the dirt, and then water would appear. And that this water would be a place of healing for many people. And this water has grown, and it's still there to this day. Many people receive healings there from being paralyzed, from blindness, from deafness. It happened when I was there. Someone was healed of deafness as they went into the waters. It's amazing. But what Jesus is more after than our physical healing is our spiritual healing, our healing from the wound of sin. And it was amazing when I was in line waiting, the Canadian military bishop was right next to me. And he said something that really struck me. He said, "A saint is someone who is fully healed." A saint is someone who's fully healed. And we go to Lourdes to Mary to receive healing from her because Mary is fully healed. Her heart is fully healed. And we see her in the upper room today as the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Mary is married to the Holy Spirit. And she teaches us how to receive healing from the Holy Spirit. And the other amazing thing this bishop said was, he said, when the Holy Spirit sees Mary in someone's soul, when he sees Mary living in us, the Holy Spirit flies to that soul. He goes to that soul. So let us welcome Mary into our hearts today so that we might receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit isn't only for us. It's for others. When we're filled, we can't keep it to ourselves. When we receive a lot of food, it's bad to keep it. We need to share it. When we receive a lot of the Holy Spirit, we need to share it with others. So this isn't a day just for receiving consolation and peace from the Holy Spirit, but it's to give that peace and consolation to other souls, to heal others. We hear the saying, hurt people, right? So if we have those wounds, they're going to turn out to be wounds on others, but also healed people, heal people. When we receive healing from the Holy Spirit, we can be healers of others. And that's what he wants for the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit today, to be a healed parish so we can go out to the world and do the Holy Spirit's work of healing others. The beautiful sacrament of confession does this very clearly. That at the end of this gospel, after Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit," he refers to forgiveness. That it's forgiveness that heals. Receiving forgiveness and giving forgiveness to others. The Holy Spirit does that in our hearts. He helps us to receive the power of forgiveness, especially in the sacrament of confession. And what the priest says before he absolves us of our sins is, "May God grant you pardon and peace." Peace comes when we receive God's mercy through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us trust in the Holy Spirit's power in our life and give that power to others.